Senator Clinton, your two campaigns have been going on for more than a year now, and it's clear that the two of you have had different experiences in your life, in your lives. You have different styles. But when most voters look at the two of you, they don't see a lot of daylight between you on policy. So what I'd like to ask is, what do you consider the most important policy distinction between the two of you?
Well, I want to start by saying that whatever differences there are among us, between us now, it's hard to forget. We keep talking about all those who aren't here, but the differences between Barack and I pale in comparison to the differences that we have with Republicans. And I want to say that first and foremost, because it's really a stark difference. But we do have differences. And let me mention a couple. First, on health care. I believe absolutely passionately that we must have universal health care. It is a moral responsibility and a right for our country. And I have put forth a plan similar to what Senator Edwards had before he left the race that would move us to universal health care.
We heard Senator Clinton, Senator Obama define some of the differences that on policy issues she sees between the two of you. What do you see as the most significant policy differences between the two of you?
Well, I actually think that a couple of the ones that Hillary mentioned are genuine policy differences that are worthy of debate. Let's take health care. About 95% of our plans are similar. We both set up a government plan that would allow people who otherwise don't have health insurance because of a pre-existing condition like my mother had, or at least what the insurance said was a pre-existing condition, let them get health insurance. We both want to emphasize prevention because we've got to do something about ever-escalating costs, and we don't want children who I meet all the time going to emergency rooms for treatable illnesses like asthma. It is true we've got a policy difference because my view is that the reason people don't have health care, and I meet them all the time in South Carolina, a mother whose child has cerebral palsy and could not get insurance for it and started crying during a town hall meeting. Hillary, I'm sure, has had the same experiences. What they're struggling with is they can't afford the health care. And so I emphasize reducing costs. My belief is that if we make it affordable, if we provide subsidies to those who can't afford it, they will buy it. Senator Clinton has a different approach. She believes that we have to force people who don't have health insurance to buy it. Otherwise, there will be a lot of people who don't get it. I don't see those folks. And I think that it is important for us to recognize that if, in fact, you're going to mandate the purchase of insurance and it's not affordable, then there's going to have to be some enforcement mechanism that the government uses. And they may charge people who already don't have health care fines or have to take it out of their paychecks. And that, I don't think, is helping those without health insurance. That is a genuine difference.